AI technology and archaeology have recently combined to create something remarkable. Let us set the stage. Grad students Alamanda O'Brien and Arnold Collier of Kaskaskia State University were on a dig on the site of the Roman Ridiculum Amphitheater last year when their small shovel struck an ancient papyrus scroll.
So we flicked off the dirt, carefully,
and began to unroll the scroll. We saw we could make out a phrase.
This phrase posed a question. Did you hear the rumor about butter?
Butter?
Well, I'm not going to spread it.
I'm not going to spread it.
It was a yokus, a joke, a 44 BC Roman joke.
A true inflection point for civilization.
Excited students brought their find to their team leader, the archaeologist Melissa Blue of Chattahoochee State, to examine the scroll closely.
It said Compendium Yokus at the top, almost like the title carved on the front of a temple.
What the students had uncovered was the Liber Pata, I can't pronounce it, the Book of Humor for Ancient Rome. Professor Blue explains,
we've all heard about gladiators, but between the acts, and not to be too delicate about it, the stage had to be swept, reset for the next act. Crowds had to be distracted. That's when the comoidos, the comedians, would come on stage and get to work.
What did one nut say to the other nut in a game of tag?
I don't know.
I'm a cashew.
Oh. Here's an easy one for you, Steve. What did one plate say to the other? Dinner's on me. Get it? Dinner's on me?
I don't call these nuggets of wit jokes any more than you'd call the best lines of Joyce or Beckett or the books of Ruth or James jokes.
Professor Martin Haste of River Clyde University in the UK has been studying the Liber Pata, whatever it is, and he has a convincing accent.
I consider them tokens of ancient wisdom. You see it in almost every line, like, where does a sheep get his hair cut? The barber shop!
Mark Twain? No Coward? Second City?
Gregory Mosher, the Tony Award-winning Broadway director of the plays of Tennessee Williams and David Mamet, says, the Book of Ancient Absurdities, Wisecracks, and Paterioikos, what the Romans call dad jokes, are the Tigris and Euphrates rivers of civilized wit.
Farce, parody, satire. Joan Rivers, Jerry Lewis, Richard Pryor. Horseplay, stand up, sit down. Hamilton, Waiting for Godot, Wayne's World. They all trace back to that scroll found below the Ridiculum Amphitheater. And as the Romans knew, Steve, comedy can be dangerous.
Mr. Mosher refers to a moment in 44 BC when Emperor Julius Caesar arrived in the Roman Senate and told a few jokes to warm up a crowd of senators who were angry with Caesar over taxes. Professor Martin Haste explains,
and Caesar, you know, a very smooth showman. He begins by saying, what did the cucumber say to the pickle? A few senators start shouting, pucker up! And Caesar tells them, no! The cucumber says, you mean a great deal to me.
He says Senator Marcus Junius rose to shout, Caesar Archidius, Caesar Archidius.
Caesar kill, meaning?
Great joke, Caesar, you're killing him, you're killing him.
Right, standard showbiz phrase, but then Cassius hears it and gets it twisted and reaches for a knife. Then all the senators join in, even Brutus. And the next thing you know...
Yeah, I saw the movie. The team of scholars noticed that all the ancient canonical witticisms on the scroll seemed to be in the same handwriting. In oxblood ink.
So we lifted particles of DNA matter from the pages, and we found that we could trace all those thigh slappers and rib ticklers back to one person. And it's not B.J. Lederman who writes your theme music.
McCartney Sherbrooke is a doctoral candidate at Kaskaskia State Steve Harvey School of Satiric Studies.
It's an ancient person named Clownius Bezolius.
That's quite a name.
Well, think of how funny your name would have sounded in 44 B.C.
Okay, so what we've done here, Steve, is use ACC, DML, IVR, PCI, and SIP to create an AI Bezolius.
Regis Ortiz is the CIO at Kaskaskia State.
Let me tell you, Steve, this AI tech, incredible. Mm-hmm. I could even make you sound like Nina Totenberg.
You could make me sound like Nina Totenberg?
Fancy that. I guess I have a future in this business after all.
And maybe a day off.
Dr. Ortiz held up a small screen and introduced us to something, someone, you might say, truly extraordinary.
Meet Clownius Bozolius. We've downloaded all his jokes and DNA matter to create an AI Clownius Bozolius, just as he appeared in 44 BC, you know, before anyone knew there was going to be a C.
That's utterly amazing. That's extraordinary.
Just another day in the office here. Clownius Bozolius, would you like to ask something of our guest?
A bear walks into a tavern.
Okay.
And he says to the tavern owner, he says, "Give me a venom on the rocks." Guy says, "Sure, buddy, but why the big pause?" Know what the bear says?
No.
"I'm not sure," the bear says. "I guess I was just born with him."
He's a stitch, isn't he, Steve? Now, would you like to interview Clownius Bozolius?
Please, Mr. Bozolius.
Oh, no, no, Clownius, please. Yeah, my father was Mr. Bozolius.
So were your jokes popular back then?
Oh, yeah. I'd get off a really good one, like, "Know why hummingbirds hum? They don't know the words."
Oh, yeah.
And like you, folks would laugh, and then they'd write them down on scrolls. And then they'd pass around these scrolls until it seemed like everyone in Roma saw my joke and liked it. We'd call that going papyrus.
That's amazing. I mean, how satisfying that must have been.
Hey, you want to sniff the flower here in my lapel?
Well, I mean, you're on a screen. Can I really sniff it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ooh, I can't believe I fell for that.
Hey, listen, just because a guy is all artificial intelligence doesn't mean he can't pull off a squirting flower trick, right? Oh, hey now, friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears.
Come butto belle faste già.